If you're a fan of audiobooks, there's a good chance you've heard this voice.
I was leaning forward, staring at the tape recorder. When I looked up at Dr. Patel, I saw that she was watching me.
That's George Guidel. He's narrated more than 900 audiobooks, everything from classics like Don Quixote and Swan's Way to novels by Philip Roth and Jonathan Franzen. And as NPR's Lynn Neary reports, one of Guidel's biggest fans is one of his favorite authors.
Growing up, George Guidel wasn't much of a reader.
I hear my mother keep telling me, even now, George, you never pick up a book. You just don't read.
Now, Guidel never stops reading, on the train, in the doctor's office, but most of all, in the studio. On average, he can read about 50 to 70 pages a day in a studio session. An actor by trade, Guidel has been narrating audiobooks for about 20 years. Over time, he says, a relationship develops, not only between the listener and the narrator, but also between the narrator and the author.
I've often described myself as a literary hermit crab. I scuttle around the currents of literature and find a home in someone's imagined truth. When that imagined truth is my imagined truth as a person, there's an amazing connection between the author and me. His voice becomes my voice.
I don't hear George's voice in the room when I'm writing.
I hope not.
But
Guidel and best-selling author Wally Lam have developed a close working relationship. Ever since Guidel narrated Lam's novel, I Know This Much Is True. There were two audio versions of the book, and Lam liked Guidel's narration so much that he requested him for his next novel, The Hour I First Believed. A narrator, says Lam, can make a big difference in the way a reader reacts to an audiobook.
Ultimately, I think it's a translation. Every once in a while, I get a package at home, and it's the foreign translations of my books, you know, in book form. And, you know, you just sort of have a leap of faith saying, we hope it's a faithful translation. But when I listen to George interpret or translate my work, it's just accurate. It's how I think of the characters as speaking.
In this scene from I Know This Much Is True, Guidel reads the parts of two characters, Dominic Birdsey, whose brother is confined to a mental hospital, and the brother's therapist, an Indian woman named Dr. Patel. Dominic Birdsey has just heard a tape of his brother's therapy session.
He's worse, I mean, worse than he was when he was at that other place. I mean, I was hoping that when you said you'd made some progress today, I was hoping. That's when I lost it. My chest heaved. My sobs came from nowhere. Dr. Patel handed me her box of tissues. I looked away from her, blew my nose. I thought when I came in here and saw this Kleenex box that you had them on hand for, I don't know, hysterical housewives or something. Women whose husbands just dumped them. I mean, I feel like a jerk. Grief has no gender, Mr. Birdsey, she said. I took another tissue, blew my nose again. Is that what this is, grief? Why wouldn't you grieve, Mr. Birdsey? Your twin brother is, as you said, an abandoned house. If no one is home, then someone is missing, so you grieve.
Finding a rhythm that will pull listeners in is one of the tricks of narration, says Guidel. The other is creating and sustaining the voices of many characters. Sometimes it's hard to find the right voice. Guidel remembers working on a very familiar character in The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Quasimodo had deformed mouth and one tooth, and his jaw was dislocated, and we were searching for a voice for him, and we were doing all kinds of things, trying things, and nothing was working. So I asked a couple of people who were deciding to turn away and not look at me in the booth, and I stuck my finger in my mouth and said, all that I ever loved, and they turned around and said, that sounded great. What was that?
Guidel says he thinks of audiobooks as a new art form, though he acknowledges the form has its critics. Wally Lam says he doesn't really care whether his fans read his books in printed form or listen to them. He sees audiobooks as part of a long tradition.
When you think about history, Mr. Gutenberg came along and suddenly we had the book. But long before that, we had the oral traditions. We had storytellers sitting down and weaving a plot and presenting characters.
And says Guidel, that listening experience hasn't really changed much for eons.
When the people sat in the cave and the caveman came back and told the story of the hunt of the behemoth while the saber-toothed tigers are outside walking around. Now the cave is the SUV listening to the books while the 18-wheelers go by. So the parallel is still there. There's still the safety and the tribal nature of people listening to something being told to them.
Waddell has no illusions about his own role. It is the writer who is the real storyteller. He is an actor. His role is to bring the words alive. And for him, the biggest thrill is reading words that give him pleasure both on the page and in the studio, because he knows those are the stories that will be the best experience for both readers and listeners. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.